is here to tell us.
Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agenda item. Actually, we have a couple of them. And so let's start with the consider FCOs and development agreement on KCR 2025-0004.
Thank you, Chairman and Commissioners. Just going through, we provided FCOs and the development agreement for this case. This was heard back on April 28th, and this was about a rezone from ag to a conditional rezone to rural residential. This was to allow the 9.9 acre property to be divided into two. This had a primary and a secondary. They wanted to split off their parents' secondary so they can be on separate properties. They agreed to conditions that they had to plat it, and that they wouldn't have secondary residences, and that they would maintain a 250-foot buffer from Sand Hollow Road where there's productive agriculture ground. Other than that, those were the main concerns that we were able to condition, and so the board did approve it that day. Reason why it took so long, this it took for a while for them to sign the development agreement. So they finally did, and it's ready to go. So today would be the signing of the FCOs and development agreement. As you know, we won't sign the ordinance until we know the conditions are met.
Yeah.
That's not before you today.
Yeah.
They proved that up.
Chairman, just a couple of comments. Dan, thanks as always for your thorough review and getting this down to what the board conditioned during that hearing. I think it's important that on a lot of these, where there's secondary residences, that people examine and follow the trail of reasoning where there was a requirement to plat and do that kind of a thing. It is a little bit chopped up out there in the county, and so looking at what makes sense, these are financially driven decisions in a lot of instances where people can't get financing. I inherently don't like them, so that I hope we get the ordinance changed to require that as a regular approval process instead of a granted right. But having said all of that, for the record on why the board decided to condition it like that, I am in favor of approving the FCOs as they've been presented.
Thank you. I'd also make a note that developers and other people watch these timelines of these go through the system, and I think this is very illustrative of, even though these people are motivated, highly motivated to get this done, life happens in between, and a few days becomes 2 months, and we can't move forward without their signature. We don't move forward without their signature, and so we can lead a horse to water, but we can't make it drink. We can make the document, but until they sign it, we can't go forward. So just a note that we're not always on the driver's seat about how quick and efficient time-wise these go through. So motion's been made.
I haven't made a motion, but I can.
Motion. I thought that was so eloquent.
I know. Well, thank you, Chairman. I know lots of words. I move that the board signs the findings of facts and conclusions of law, as well as the development agreement, withholding the ordinance until the conditions have been met in case number CR 2025-0004 for Smith.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. And he's already gone. Good grief. All right. Next we're going to take up is a consider granting a resolution on a new alcoholic beverage license, and there's some nuances to this that I'd like explained on the record, and let's do that.
Good morning, and thank you for allowing me to come in. There's a new bill that went through legislations this year that got approved and is effective today, in fact. Okay. It is SB 1258. This allows distillers to sell liquor by the drink of their own brand at their location outside of city limits, as long as they're also within 5 acres of that property. We do have an applicant that meets that and has submitted to sell liquor by the drink at their distillery. There were some nuances with it, with some of the fees. So it follows with Idaho Code 23-904, which is about golf courses, and golf courses then goes into population, and it changes up there. So Canyon County is approximately 275,402 people, approximately. This is, again, be generous there. which is higher than the designated 40,000 people,
right.
Which for that would be 400. And then there's a code that says, which is 23-1 or 916, that says 25% of that fee is what the county actually will take, which would be $100. So we went in and adjusted that on the county license, however, not necessarily on the application that is soon to come to you guys. So it will show specifically distillers as 100. We did mark it. I did work with the PA's office to try and make sure that we were meeting everything. Yeah, so any questions about the uniqueness?
Just one question, Chairman. They selected, so maybe their form is wrong. They selected $100 on wine by the drink, but it says no dollars and 0 cents. So I'm trying to figure out if that's the right fee on that. Maybe it's because they've already been a seller.
So with that, if you select any liquor in the state of Idaho, the wine fee would be free.
Okay, and perfect. Then it looks like this is correct. All right, that's the question I had, Chairman.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution granting the new alcoholic beverage license to BHNC LLC doing business as Koenig Distillery as presented.
Okay. I would second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next agenda item will be fiscal year 2027 budget workshop for assessor. Let's take a pause in between these files, so we'll reopen here in just a couple minutes. Thank you.